Mark chapter 1, verse 30 says, Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up, and the fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening after sunset, people brought to Jesus all the sick, the demon-possessed, and the whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. Some of you have come to God's house, and you feel like, I'm sick, or something's wrong with a family member, those types of things, and I just like the practice of praying for healing every service, that because the Lord heals in every service. He might not always heal you, and you feel like, well, I stood up last time, and I wasn't healed, but you know what? God is working and doing some things. So if you braved the snow, came out in the cold, and came to God's house and said, man, I have a need, a financial need, a spiritual need, a physical need, and I just want Jesus to take my hand, I'd like you to stand now and receive the healing that God wants for you. So pray with me. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your grace and your love. Lord, somehow you said this crazy thing. We have not because we ask not. And so, Lord, we're asking today in the name of Jesus Christ, who loved us, who died on the cross for us, who has stripes on his back for our healing. We ask you today to heal us in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Turn in your Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 6. Jeremiah chapter 6. And as I have a kind of lengthy introduction, if you get bored with the introduction, just start out with verse 1 and start reading. It's kind of scary, if you ask me. But Jeremiah chapter 6. Jeremiah is talking about a nation at a crossroads. And as I was thinking this week, I don't know, how many are news junkies out here? I mean, you check the news. Okay. If you are a news junkie, you realize that our nation is at a crossroads. And it doesn't matter which side you read, whether you read the liberal side or the conservative side. Guess what? They both agree we're at the crossroads. And if you haven't been paying attention, the question is whether Trump will be removed from office, and all these things are happening. We are at a crossroads in our country today. And some of us are like, I don't care. I'm just trying to pay my bills and keep my head above water. Some of us are saying, man, I have enough problems at home. I don't need the world's problem on top of us. I just want you to know that Jeremiah is actually talking to the nation of Israel. And danger is coming to them. War is coming. And in fact, the prophet says, run, flee. If you live in Tekoa, run. If you live in Jerusalem, run. Get out of here. God's judgment is coming. And I think it's a pretty similar thing today. And some of us are just confused and saying, okay, we're impeaching a president because he withheld some aid. He did it for his own benefit, and he wanted an investigation. I know a lot of presidents that did worse, right? And we're just kind of confused. And that's half of America. Just wondering. And it's at the crossroads. And guess what? Aren't you glad you're not a senator, a House of Representatives, or the Supreme Court justice? That's not our problem today. But the truth is, we are all at a crossroads someplace in our lives. We're going down a road, and there, I don't know. I guess I'll go down to here. I can go to the right over here, right? I can go to this side over here, crossroad over here. Or in this case, I can keep going straight, right? And we're all at a crossroads in life. We're all at a place where we need to make a decision, the right and left. As I was driving here today, I don't know how many crossroads I passed. Even though we're kind of like in the country, I still crossed many crossroads that I could have taken a right, taken a left. And guess what? I could still, with many rights and lefts, still ended at Crossman's Alliance Church. And though some of you guys need to hear this today, that you made the wrong turn and you've crossed down into the wrong side of the road. But I want you to know that there's another crossroads coming as we're walking, that we're coming, and I can get to a crossroads and go left and go back, and God can lead me all the way back to where He wants me again, here at Crossroads Alliance Church, right here in the middle. He can get me there, even if I make a wrong turn. And guess what? The children of Israel keep making wrong turns, and judgment is coming, and they still, the prophets here saying, you're at the crossroads! Stop! So we are at a crossroads, and I don't know what your crossroads is. Actually, somebody told me in it today, and I'm here like, oh, I'm not preaching at you, I didn't know. But you know what? As I told Dave, I mean, like, I preach this at Faith Fellowship, and if you go watch Faith Fellowship, it'll be probably a totally different message. Because the Lord says, you haven't stood. Pastor Andy, you have not taken your own message. Stand! I mean, like, no, I have to go here. My day's crazy today. I go from here to Financial Peace University, to a memorial service, to youth group, and somewhere in there. But you know what? I'm expecting God to show up every place. I'm kind of, oh God, what are you going to do today? I hope you got, somebody got healed today. That'd be, I hope that while you were standing that you felt God's presence come on you and healed you. I don't know. My hand hasn't turned hot for several months yet, but last week my hand turned hot and I touched everybody I could. I'm here like, I prayed for somebody before, but my hand turned hot praying for one lady, and I just went back and said, I'm praying for you again. I have more faith now. But we're at crossroads. And the message from the Spirit today is he wants you to pay attention. We are, every day we wake up, we're at a crossroads. You know, when my alarm rings at 5:30 in the morning, it goes beep, beep, beep. Actually, the truth is, but the real alarm starts at 4:30 or 3:30, which is, change my diaper, and my wife gets up. Thank the Lord. But, you know, there are alarm clocks that goes off, and we can hit snooze, or we can get up. You know, we can wake up complaining, or we can wake up singing. It's our choice, isn't it not? We can wake up carrying our cross for Jesus, or we can say, Jesus, that's your cross, not mine. I'm going my own way today. You say, Pastor, we don't do that. Last week, did you leave a cross? Went your own way? You know what? Sometimes when we are walking and we take a left or a right, sometimes we get in a one-way street and we can't go back to where we started. There are some one-road streets that we get on. So let's look at some major crossroads. Not everything's major, you know. When I choose whether I want to eat something with carbs in it or not. I'm trying to cut out carbs, but I'm not going to make my wife change the whole menu for the whole family. When you have six kids and everything's crazy, you can't just go no carbs without affecting everybody, right? So how much I'm going to eat, that's not a major one. Major ones are like, who should I date? Who should I marry? your choice of friends. Here's a major crossroads, is an occupation change. Sometimes without your choice, getting laid off. Those are major crossroads. Here's another one. Should I report a coworker who is stealing from the company, who is cheating them by, you know, lying on their timesheets or whatever? Those are crossroads. Should we buy a house, a car, or a motorcycle or not? Some might be trying to find out. And the crossroad is they have all these bills, they don't have enough money, and they're trying to figure out which bill do I pay first. Those are hard ones. Should we have a child? Or maybe this, should I financially help out my grown kids? What about my grandkids? Should I be their lifeline or should I not? Crossroads. Is it time to retire? Or can I retire? Crossroads. But the big one, right? What am I going to do with Jesus who died on the cross? Then after you, maybe you've already got that one right, but then the next one is, am I going to allow the Holy Spirit to fill me? Am I going to sell out all the way with Jesus and allow the Holy Spirit to do whatever he wants? And I just say, yes, sir, and I'm going to do it in a complete heart, attitude, mind. And these are crossroads. So turn in your Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 6, starting at verse 16. Let's stand for the reading of God's word. I'm kind of old-fashioned in that way. Jeremiah 6, starting at verse 16. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient path. Ask where the good way is and walk in it. And you'll find rest for your souls. But you said, we will not walk in it. Therefore, hear, O nations, observe, O witnesses, what will happen to them. Hear, O earth, I'm bringing disaster on this people and the fruit of their schemes because they have not listened to my words. They've rejected my law. What do I care about the incense from Sheba or sweet calamus from the distant lands where burnt offerings are not acceptable? Your sacrifices do not please me. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'd release me to preach your word. May we have ears to hear, eyes that see, and a heart willing to obey you. Holy Spirit, come. Amen. You may be seated. Back in Elijah's day, when you came to a crossroads, you were probably traveling along the road with other people, and you had other people, you're talking, chatting, and moving along, and you might be able to say, is this the way to all these, or is that the way to all these? Right? You're walking along, or you might be even in a donkey. And as you're coming at a crossroads, you can see it far in advance. And you can see to the right, to the left. You can look down it, and you can go. And life was a little bit slower in those days and age. We need to fast forward to 2020. And when we come to the crossroads, we are... Oh, did I miss my turn? And listen to music. Have my headphones in. Oh, I think that was... I think I ran a red light. Oh, God, that's not fair. God, you did this to me. We're going so fast today, speeding through things that God, the Spirit is saying, stand. I kind of wish he would have said stop, but he said stand. Wherever you're going and you're at that crossroads, the Lord wants you to stand. Don't make decisions yet. And oftentimes, unfortunately, Most of us, we have flown past the crossroads and we're way past. We're going way too fast in our lives, making decisions so fast, and that we miss the turn, even though it said 3 miles, 2 miles, 1 mile, half a mile, quarter mile, and we just blown right past the signs. And the Lord is saying, when you come to a crossroads, I want you to stand. We need to stand. Stop. Listen to what God is saying. Not only stand, notice what it says next in the next verse. It says, look. So, you come to the stop. You know what? I might choose this one. I like this one better. There's people on this side. I can look and I see two people. I look this way and there's no people. I look forward and, oh man, I can escape here and not finish the message. Maybe I'll take that one. You can listen later. We have stop roads and roads, and the Lord says, I want you to look. And today, the Lord is telling you to stand at whatever crossroads. The Spirit is talking today. And take your crossroads, not my crossroads, but take your own crossroads. And he says, I want you to stand. And I want you to look. And I want you to look down the roads. I want you to look this way. And I want you. And when we look down the roads, you can see a whole lot of things. You can look down and see where that road will take you in time. Will it take you to the cross? Or will it take you away from the cross? Will it take you? You know, I'm flabbergasted. When teenagers make their friends already look like what they're going to be. If they're drug addicts, if they don't care, they're rude, disrespectful and stuff, and that's your friends, guess what? If you walk down that road, you'll become just like them. You can look down the road. It's amazing to me of couples. They say, well, I need to sleep with them to find out if we're... No, you don't have to sleep with them. You can look down the road. You can see what happens when you go down that road. And the Lord is saying, I want you to stand, I want you to look. I want you to pay attention with your eyes, with your heart, to look. There are so many things. Guess what? Something simple as very easily, if you don't save for a retirement, there won't be retirement there. If you look down the road, you can see what happens if you don't do those things. You can look down the road. If you don't make hard decisions now, you can see where you'll end up. When you watch somebody mouth off a boss and they get fired, you realize that if you mouth off the boss, guess what? You're going to get fired. You don't have to go figure that one out. When I was a kid, one of my siblings was throwing up around the toilet because they were hungover. That made a huge difference for me. I'm like, that's dumb. I don't want to hug a toilet. I'm not touching that stuff. I mean, I don't have to go and drink to find out what it's like to have a hangover because I'm here like, seeing somebody hug a toilet. I don't ever want to hug a toilet. When I'm throwing up, I don't like hugging a toilet. I don't want to hug the toilet out of choice in any way, shape, or form. But you can look down the road. You can look down the road at lots of different things. I'm going to step in it. Sorry. You can look down the road at different people's marriage and you can find out what they were doing. What are you doing? You can look down those roads and you can see. You can see where it ends up. Today I'm doing a memorial service for a 32-year-old guy. And you can look down the road. It's hard. What you eat, what you put in your mouth matters. So Jeremiah is going to the children of Israel and he's saying, I would like you to stand. You're at a crossroads. Judgment is coming and you can make a choice to call on God's mercy or to go your own way, but judgment will be coming. And he says, I want you to look. I want you to stand. I want you to look. And then this hardest of hardest of hardest of hardest of hardest thing he says next, us guys hate it. What does the next verse say? Ask. I'm supposed to ask? No way. Ask? That means I don't. I know everything. When the guy's lost, we're going to get there some way. We're not going to stop and ask directions. What's the point of that? They'll just tell us, how to get there in quicker and faster time. But I like an adventure. Yeah. Ask. And he says to ask two different things. Ask. One is where the ancient paths are. You know what that means? Can you go to the slide, the wood slide? Oh, no, that one's good. No, that's good. The other one, that one. When you ask directions, if you notice, there's two paths here, right and left, right? Notice that there's not a path here or right here, right? Now, you can be stupid and go that way. But the ancient paths have already been walked on. People have already gone that way. If you're asking for the ancient path, you know what? Guess what? There's people that said, they listened to somebody else, and there's a path that you walk on. Guess what? If you become a Christian and you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, guess what? The path of becoming a more devoted follower of Jesus Christ is showing up at Sunday school, showing up at church, going to prayer meetings. That's the path. It's an ancient path that's been out there from the time of the church and before the church. The synagogues all had that. The path is already out there. You don't have to blaze a new trail. You say, well, nobody's ever had it my way before. Nobody's ever had this issue before. Nobody had kids before. Yeah. Nobody had a kid like mine before. Ancient paths are already there. And the Lord is saying, stop. I want you to open your mouth and ask for help. The ancient paths are already there. People have already gone down the path. And they will help you along that path. The second path is, I want you to ask where the good way is. Notice there's two paths. Sometimes there's three. Most of the time, unfortunately, when we deal with politicians, bad, terrible, there's no good choice. Help! But in all of our lives, the ones that you're dealing with today, the ones that you personally are dealing with away, there is a good path for you. And the Holy Spirit wants you to know what it is. And he will tell you if you ask him. But you have to ask where the good path is. I can't do it for you. Because I don't know all your crossroads. You might come to me, pastor, and say, hey, I'm in this situation. Where's the ancient path? I can tell you where those are. But the Holy Spirit is crazy sometimes. Because what he might ask you to do might be totally crazy. But you have to do it because it's the good way. Because he will give you a good way, a very good way. So he wants you to stand. He wants you to look. He wants you to ask. And then once you've done all that, here's the next problem that we are. I'll put you on the spot, even though I don't want to. How many already know where God wants them to do in the crossroad, but you're not doing it? In other words, you know the good way, you know the path, but you're still not doing it. It's not that you're ignorant, but you already know. Because this next one is really kind of incredible. He says, I want you to walk, what? In it. So, after you have stand, after you looked, after you asked, once the Holy Spirit tells you, then he's telling you, I want you to walk in it. That is scary. You say, Pastor, it's not always scary. Like when God told me that Rhonda was the one, that was the easiest decision. That was an easy path. I was like, man, this is good. But there's other paths. When I got laid off from the job, praying where it go, and God said, oak this, oak this. I had oak on every decision that was the next decision after St. Louis. It was crazy. I saw oak everything. There was oak because I had a choice between an Oakdale Christian Academy and Oakland Free Methodist Church or something like that. And I was trying to, Lord, which way do you want me to go? But it wasn't until you started walking and you knew that the peace came. You see, you have to walk in what God has told you to do. You have to do it. You say, Pastor, do I have to? Oh, I'm sorry. You're losing me all the time, huh? Hello. Those who are watching online, sorry. I'm sorry for those who are watching online. God bless you. I've lost my thing. You have to walk in it. But here's the awesome news. Notice what it says, that once you walk in it, you will, the next verse, and what? You will find rest. Go back one. It says, but and you will find rest for your souls. We want that peace that passes understanding while we're standing, while we're looking, while we're asking. And we want that peace and rest to come. But guess what? It's not going to come until you put your faith in action and start walking. Do you understand that concept? We, as Christians, say, I'm not moving because I don't feel peace. I'm all in turmoil. I don't know which way to go. And the Lord says, no, you know which way to go. You just don't want to do what I told you to do. I want you to start walking in it. And if you start walking in it, I will give you rest for your soul. And you'll have the best sleep that you ever had, even though you lost your job, even though you have bills on the table, even though you have all these types of things. God will give you rest. You want to sleep well at night? Start walking in the ways that God's told you to walk. Is it easy? No, it's not. Sometimes. But if you want rest for your soul, if you want to lay your head down on the pillow and have that peace that passes all understanding, Jeremiah says you must walk in it. Unfortunately, God knows us. Because he knows we're not going to do that. That's why he has verse 17 and 18 and 19 up there and 20. He just knows us. He knows we're going to ignore what he says. And guess what? God says, I got you covered. I have those nosy little Christians always harassing you about what you're doing. They're called watchmen. There are brothers and sisters in Christ that will say, hey, come back to church. Hey, I want you to do this. Hey, I want you to do that. Hey, this is good for you. And we're saying, nope, nope. The watchman is blowing the horn. Crank, crank, crank. Hey, this is the way to go. This is the way to walk in it. And we're here like, no, I don't hear anything. I don't hear anything. Because the watchman is there. And God knows that we're not going to listen. And he sends watchmen out there. I've appointed watchmen over you. Listen to the sound of the trumpet. But you said, I won't listen. But guess what? You don't have to say you don't listen. You're you. You can say, Lord, I blew past all those things. But now these crazy Christian people, my crazy Christian friends are getting into my business and I'm not liking it at all. But these watchmen are there and they are just blowing the trumpet. But he also knows us pretty well next. Because you know what we do next? The watchmen are blowing their trumpet. Okay, we go, okay, God. We're back at the, God, let's make a deal. Let's make a deal, you and me. Let's make a deal. I will go to church. I will do this. I will do this. I will do this. You let me go my own way. And I'll do this and this and this for you. And start bargaining with God. God already knows that. Look at the next verse, next line. Keep going forward. Yes. I'm bringing disaster on this people, the fruit of their schemes, the fruit of their decisions, right? Because they have not listened to my words, have rejected my law. Notice what he says next. What do I care about the incense of Sheba or the sweet columnists from distant lands? You're here like, I have no idea what that's saying. Basically, it's saying, I am going to perfume, make you feel better, God, so you do what I want you to do. I'm going to offer sacrifices to you. I'm going to put money in the church offering. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I want you to do this so that this calamity is not coming and I'm not going to listen to what you're going to do. And what does God say? It does not what? Does not please me. But he knows our battle plan when we come to the crossroads. Now, his battle plan is very good. Stand, look, ask, and walk. And if you do that, you will what? Find rest. But if you choose not to do that, and you choose to go down this path that God told you not to go down, he's going to have trumpeteers on each side of you saying, hey, you're going the wrong way. You're going the wrong way. I want you to stop. And he already knows your next move. You're going to try to offer incense. You're going to try to bribe God. You're going to try to manipulate God to get what you want. And God says, I can't be manipulated. So we're at the crossroads. I don't know where your crossroad is. But the Lord Jesus is here at the crossroads with you. He sees what's coming. In this case, he sees the Babylonians coming, the armies, and he sees the destructions. He sees the horrible crimes of war and all of that coming. And he's saying, I want you to stop, stand. I want you to plead for mercy and grace because my grace knows no bounds. My mercy never ends. It's there. And whatever crossroads you're at, he's saying, stand down. Look. Ask. And then once he speaks, I want you to walk. And you will find rest for your souls. Some of us need to get out of our speeding cars and slow down a little. Some of us need to find that place where we stand. Maybe it's where you do devotions each morning. Maybe it's someplace, maybe it's Mahaffey Camp where you met God. Maybe it's some place where you can hear God clearer than others. We all have those places, right? It's not just me, right? There are places where we meet with God. And God is saying, I want you to go to that place and I want you to stand. I want you to look and I want you to listen and I want you to ask. And God says he'll respond by giving you rest if you start walking in it. Jenny, would you come? Yeah, we're going to play music, I think, a song. At this time, if you would like somebody to pray with you and you're at a crossroads, I want you to know that the altar is open. As Janine plays, I'm saying the name right. Or Jean. You're Jadine. I got it. Jean is going to be playing softly. Just wanted you to take some time to stand, even though you might be sitting. Stand. And if you'd like us, there's people here that would love to pray with you. If you'd like to have us to pray with you during your crossroads, you can come forward as she plays. Let's stand. I want you to receive the benediction. May the Holy Spirit cause you to stand in such a way that you feel His love and presence. And as you look, may He, the Lord of truth, show you what's really there. As you ask, may the Holy Spirit, that still small voice, lead you and guide you. And as you walk, may you grow confident in each step. And may the peace, the rest that God has for you, just flow through you. May you leave here today in the presence of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.